I know that I was talking about this morning about God's antidote and talking about where they threw the meal in, the pot where all the poison was. Maybe I'm still hung up on it tonight, but I was thinking about this. And this wasn't actually in my notes this morning, but I can't get away from it about, amen, this antidote that God has for us. Everybody knows what an antidote is. You get poisoned or, something terribly wrong in your body as far as an overdose of poison. A snake bite, spider bite, you know, they have an antidote. Or most things they have an antidote for. And there in our scripture text this morning where Elisha was, they was cooking and they was putting that put the wild gourds in, and then there was death in the pot. And I was going to preach against marijuana a little while this morning about death in the pot. Praise the Lord. But tonight I want to kind of go along the same lines. Praise God. It's been on my mind today. They were singing that song I was talking about this morning about how holiness is God's antidote for sin. Hallelujah. If you live right, live sanctified. Glory to God. If you live sanctified, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You'll do a whole lot less sinning. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes we may slip up. I'm not one that believes that, you get sanctified and it's impossible for you to sin. Amen. You can slip up. The Bible says, I write these things into you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you live a sanctified life, you'll sure sin a whole lot less. Amen. Praise God. Than ever before. Glory to God. And it's laid out in the Bible. It's laid out in the Word of God. Amen. Peter said, we haven't followed cunningly devised fables. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. This wasn't made up in some dark room somewhere. Amen. Where five or six different men got together. Or, amen, men and women got together and said, I think this is a good plan to live right here. No. Amen. God, hallelujah, wrote it down for man in His holy word. Thank you, Jesus. And man is a sinful man. Man is on the way to hell. Our nature is sin. I talked about 1 John chapter 1 this morning where he said, if any man says he has no sin, he deceives himself. Praise God. But if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. I might be stuck on it again tonight, and I hope I don't wear you out about this, but I'm going to preach along these lines a little bit tonight. But I'm going to talk about this right here. In Exodus, it says that they came to this water, and they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. You know, life has bitter waters. Life has things that life will give you a bitter cup. Amen. And you can't hardly drink it sometimes. Amen. And it's so bitter tasting, and it's so hard. Praise God. And here come the children of Israel right out from the Red Sea. You can read just back behind there. Miriam has got her tambourine. She's a shouting and praising God. I'm going to tell you something, church. You shout while you can, because you don't know tomorrow you might not be shouting. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If we could learn, we ought to praise God when we can, because we don't know, church, we don't know the bad news we'll get. We don't know the phone call we'll get. We don't know the doctor's report we'll get. We don't know, amen, if it'll be the last day we see our children. We don't know if it'll be the last day we see our spouse. We don't know, so you know what? We ought to shout while we can, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Praise God. Miriam said, sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. Moses brought them from the Red Sea into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days and found no water. You talking about thirsty. amen, parched, thirsty, amen. And here they come to this water, and the water was bitter. They couldn't drink it. They couldn't taste it. It was so bitter. Amen. The Bible says they murmured against Moses. What shall we drink? What are we going to drink? Here's this water. We can't even drink it. The Bible said that he cried unto the Lord. Amen. He cried unto the Lord, and God showed him a tree. Thank you, Jesus. There's still a tree. Amen. There's still a cross. There's still an old rugged cross. This was a miracle. God, amen, turned bitter waters into sweet waters. Thank you, Jesus. I've known folks, amen, that was raised up on certain water, you know, maybe well water. And man, I'm telling you, anytime they got a chance to get some well water, or go back to their home place or something, you know, where they're raised up on that water, they say there ain't nothing like that water. Hallelujah. This water was so sweet. Amen. After he threw that tree in there, glory to God, he cast it into the waters. The waters were made sweet. I know this was a spiritual test. Sometimes we go through tests in our life. Sometimes God tries us. Sometimes God tests us. Hallelujah. And here it was at these bitter waters of Marah. Amen. But God made the water sweet. And I want to tell you tonight, stand flat-footed and tell you on the authority of God's Word, God still has the power to take your bitter waters and turn them sweet. Hallelujah. God still has the power to take your bitter waters and turn them sweet. Amen. He will do it through His presence. He will do it through the cross. He will do it through Calvary. Hallelujah. You know, Jacob had left from Esau and Isaac, and Rebekah had went down there to Laban, Rebekah's brother, and he had married Leah and Rachel. He had all these children. God told him, said, go back, amen. He told his wives, he said, the Lord appeared unto me in a dream and said, it's time for us to go back home. Y'all know the story. They snuck out of there. Laban come after them, but God told Laban, don't touch him. Don't say nothing good or bad. Oh, God, amen. And then he comes, and Esau, hallelujah, you know what? Jacob had problems behind him, and Jacob had problems in front of him. Amen. Laban was behind him. He snuck away from him. Amen. He left Laban, you know, with all his family, and I don't want to get into that, but he had to face a problem that he had done a long time ago. Church, young people, realize you'll have to face it someday. Amen. You might get by with it for a while, but you'll face it sooner or later. Amen. God will make us face it. Amen. And here he had to face Esau, bitter waters. He had deceived Esau. Amen. Through the counsel of his mother Rebekah. Amen. When Isaac was blessing Esau, he said, go, amen, and kill me and make me a meal and a dinner, amen, from the field. And he said, I'm going to bless you. And Rebekah overheard it, and Jacob was Rebekah's pick, and she got some of Esau's clothes and put them on Jacob, and Jacob went in there, and Isaac was blind, he couldn't see. Y'all know the story there in Genesis. Jacob come in there, and Isaac couldn't see. He said, I'm here, my father. He said, who art thou? He said, I'm Esau. He lied. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, young people, it ain't right to lie, even if mama tells you to lie. It ain't right to lie, even if daddy tells you to lie. It ain't never right to lie. Amen. He lied. Amen. He stole the blessing from Esau. And the Bible says that Esau said, I'm going to kill Jacob. I'm going to kill him for deceiving me. Amen. He had took advantage of him. Hallelujah. God help us. And he had ran away. Or Rebekah had sent him away to Laban. And went down there. And now he's coming back. Amen. And word has got to Esau. Here comes your brother Jacob. The Bible tells us, amen, that word came back to Jacob and said, Esau comes to meet you with 400 men. Now I want to tell you something. That's quite the greeting party.
Amen.
I know, you know, been gone before. Amen. And come back home and there'll be like a welcome party or somebody. I remember one time when we first was pastoring here. Sister Honey went and decorated our house, and we pulled up. I know we didn't have no children. We pulled up, and I mean, there was stuff all over the porch and all these balloons and everything. Welcome home. I'm going to tell you something. 400 armed men is not a party. What do they call them things? Kazoos or something like that? What is that kazoo, you know, and the balloons and the helium? That wasn't what was going on. And Jacob had enough sense to know, hey man, they don't come and welcome you, hey man, and give you hugs with spears and swords and rifles. They was coming armed. I'm talking about bitter waters made sweet. Amen. The Bible said that Jacob sent them all over the brook. And the Bible said he was left alone. I'm talking about bitter waters made sweet. Amen. And Jacob wrestled with a man. Hallelujah. Jacob was wrestling with an heavenly being. He was wrestling. I know one of the minor prophets says it was an angel. Amen. That's fine with me. Amen. Some say it was none other than the Son of God. But I'm going to tell you something. He was a wrestling. Amen. Jacob was wrestling. You know what, friend? He was wrestling with himself more than he was with anything, because God was trying to change him. I believe that right here at this place, I believe that it is right here, amen, where God gave Jacob a regeneration. Amen. He changed him. I believe it was right here. You say, what about, amen, back there where he set up the pillar and poured the oil on it? I don't know. I'm not here to cross any wires. Amen. But I'm not going to say too much that that was much of a change in Jacob. I think that was a touch of God. No doubt an experience with God. Amen. But I'm not sure it was much of a change. Amen. But you find right here, amen, when Jacob wrestled with the angel in Exodus 32. Amen. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Jacob said, I won't let you go. Amen. I won't let you go unless you turn my bitter waters into sweet. Amen. I'm telling you, Moses cried unto the Lord. Amen. Brother and sister, husband and wife, mom and daddy, amen, friend here tonight, God has the power, amen, to turn bitter water sweet. He still has a tree for your water. Amen. He still has a tree for bitter waters. The Bible said that he's wrestling. Can you see him wrestling? You ever wrestled with somebody? Hallelujah. You see these young people wrestling all the time. Go to anybody want to wrestle? Now, if I was going to wrestle somebody here tonight, I don't think I'd pick out Brother Chris to wrestle. Or, you know, I think I'd pick out Evan or somebody. Or maybe, I don't know if I'd even pick out one of these teenagers, but, amen. But, I mean, they're just a wrestling. They're just a going at it. My God, wrestling. Now listen, friend. Amen. I want you to get this in your mind, because some of you are wrestling tonight. You're wrestling. Hallelujah. You're wrestling with that. Trying to overcome it. You're wrestling with stuff. Pushing. Seem like you're gay a little bit. And then back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go, for the day breaks. I won't let you go unless you bless me. What is your name? That's what the angel, that's what this heavenly being said to him. What is your name? Who are you? You know what Jacob means? Deceiver. Supplanter. That's what that name meant. What is your name? When he asked him his name, he had to come clean with God. I want to tell you something, church. We got to come clean with God. God already knows everything. He knew his name already. He wanted Jacob. Do you really realize who you are? Amen. You deceived your brother. You deceived Laban. You deceived others in your life. But it's time for you to realize, if you're going to get the blessing, amen, if I'm going to turn your bitter waters into sweet, there's going to have to be a change. Friend, I want to tell you something. Amen. The songwriter said, there's been a change in me. A change in me. I'm not the one that I used to be. Old things are passed away. Can I get a witness tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God wants to change us all over again. God wants to take bitter waters and turn them sweet. The Bible said he touched Jacob's thigh. Amen. He touched the joint of his thigh. You know that doctors say, and others that experienced it, amen, they've been in accidents or things, they say one of the most painful things, amen, is when that joint, that ball, right there on the top of that,
what do they call it, the femur or something like that, right there on that leg right there. They say when it's out of joint, you talking about pain. I knew one man, amen, who had had an accident. Amen, they had put it all together, crushed, they'd put it together. Amen, some of the screws come loose. Amen, he said, I'm in constant pain, preacher. Amen, I'm never relieved, never. They had to go back there and redo it because some of the stuff had come unloose because, amen, of the problems. Amen, Jacob, I'm not sure if it's the most pain you can experience physically. Amen, but Jacob's leg, his hip joint was out of joint. Amen, he's having to walk. Amen, they say you can't put no pressure on it. Amen, I've seen people walk with pain. Amen, I've seen people live with pain. Thank God, but Jacob was all of a sudden in pain. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. It ain't always going to be easy, but it'll always be worth it. Because when Jacob come back across that, amen, he was limping, but he wasn't Jacob no more. He was now Israel. Amen, which meant a prince with God. Amen, a prince. Amen, he wasn't a deceiver no more. Listen, God has the power to change your name. You know, God changed Abram into Abraham. Amen, God. Amen, changed Saul into Paul. Amen, God changed Jacob into Israel, which means a prince. For thou hast power with God and man, and hast prevailed. I'm going to tell you something. Here was an old weak deceiver that God turned his bitter water sweet. Now I'm going to tell you something, old past tonight. Every individual in this place tonight, God still has the power, amen, to throw a tree in your water, amen, and make your bitter water sweet. Hallelujah. He did it for Jacob. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Here come Esau. Here come Esau. 400 men. Here goes Jacob. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all look at me tonight. Here goes Jacob. Like an old man. Living up to his living. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something, church. He might have been limping in his leg, but his face was shining and glowing with the glory of God because he had been in the presence of God. Hallelujah. He had been with God. Amen. He had been. Amen. Hallelujah. A name change. Glory. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. All of a sudden the swords dropped. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All of a sudden, amen, everything started falling. There's a holding those swords. Glory to God. All of a sudden, hallelujah. Esau, he's a watching as Jacob's a coming. Glory to God. Woo! I'm going to tell you something. When you get in the presence of God, amen, the Bible said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God can turn it around, church. Can I get a witness tonight? I said, God can turn it around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. Thought came to me just a little while ago. Glory to God. Amen. You know, this is 2018. This could very well be the year that Jesus comes back. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, this could be the year that Jesus comes back. Amen. Does anybody, am I the only one? Am I the only one that it seems like 2017 flew by? Am I the only one? I mean, where did it go? Does anybody else feel that way? Amen. I feel like it just was here, just January. Amen. Now here we are, January 2018. Look at these children raising their hands. Thank God. At least I got a little bit of cooperation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! 2018 could be the one, amen, that the Heavenly Father, the angels don't know when it is. No man knows the day nor the hour, but it could very well be the one. I'm talking about bitter waters made sweet. I want to tell you something, church. Amen. God's going to turn it around for you. Amen. God's going to turn it around in your life. God's going to turn it around for His people. Amen. Cried unto the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree. Moses, you see that tree right over there? Moses, you see that bush right over there? Moses, see that right over there? Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. This wasn't the first tree that Moses had seen, and it wasn't going to be the last tree he saw. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. God's got the power. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that bush on fire, Moses. Amen. The angels are speaking to him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to make me a tree right here. Y'all look like y'all got plenty of time tonight. Hallelujah. I don't think nobody has to get up about 5 in the morning and jive, amen, to Alabama and be ready to preach tomorrow night. So, praise God. If anybody else got to do that, I'll slack up on you a little bit and I'll get you out of here on time. Amen. Look at that tree over there, Moses. Amen. Bitter waters, bitter water. Moses is crying to the Lord. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, God. Lift up your eyes, Moses. Look at that tree right over here. Yeah, I see that tree. Go get that tree and throw it in the water. Hallelujah. I can see Moses, amen, going over towards that tree. Amen. What do you think? Hallelujah. I don't want to take a vote. Amen. But I just want you to help me tonight. What do you think? You think he ran over to it? Or do you think he's like some of us? Amen. Well, if God said it, amen, I guess I'll go. I mean, just one step at a time. Amen. Oh, my back hurts. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Amen. I'm not sure how he did it. Amen. But I know one thing for sure. Church, young people, as soon as he threw that tree in the water, I don't know if it was a little bush or a big old tree, but as soon as he threw it in the water wasn't bitter no more. The water was sweet. You may not always understand it. You may not always can figure it out. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, church, God has the power to turn it around for you. God has the power to put a smile on your face. God has the power to put a dance in your feet. God has the power to put an anointing in your life. Amen. That'll amaze the devil and the world and your family. God has the power to take your bitter waters, make them sweet. Thank you, Jesus. Turn it around. Somebody lift their hand and say, turn it around, Lord. Turn it around for me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's got the power tonight. He's able to do it. Amen. I said he's able to do it. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible tells us in Matthew 15, now I'm winding down pretty quick. Amen. That Jesus went through the coast and to Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
My daughter's demon possessed.
He answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, say, send her away. She crieth after us, but he answered and said, I'm not sheep. I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. Thank you, Jesus. Then came she and worshipped him. You talking about what was her bitter waters? Her bitter waters was that she had a daughter at home that was demon possessed. A little girl that she had held as a baby. Any of you girls got little baby dolls here tonight? Thank you. None of y'all? None of you? Baby doll back here? How about that real baby? Can I hold her? Can you imagine? Amen. Hallelujah. I'll try to wake her up and get her upset for y'all. Thank you, Jesus. She held that little baby. She named that little baby. Hallelujah. She rocked that little baby. She nursed that little baby. Amen. She fed that little baby. She clothed that little baby. That little baby grew up and became demon possessed. Hallelujah. Look here. I mean, I'm going on live now. I got phones out after me. I need to hold babies more often. Looky here, boy. Look what I have. Church, come on now. We hold them. We clothe them. We feed them. We pay their bills. We get them started. And the devil gets a hold of them. You talking about bitter waters. She's got bitter waters. Can I get a witness tonight? That's a hard cup to drink. I don't know. Maybe she dedicated them to the Lord. Sister Bethany mentioned tonight our children. We dedicated all our children to the Lord. We gave all our children to God. I mean, we came to this place right here. Of course, Evan and Brianna was at the old church. Some of y'all was there. Amen. When they was little babies, they don't remember it. It didn't save them. Amen. But we've reminded them time and time again. Amen. We gave you to the Lord. Hallelujah. There have been times they've been sick. We've said, Lord, we gave them to you. We give them to you again. They're yours. There have been times that we didn't know what we was going to do. You know, nothing serious. Come on, church. We complain. And then we see people with real problems. Amen. We say, Lord, what are we going to do? Get frustrated. We say, Lord, they're your children. I mean, come on now. I'm talking about bitter waters. I mean, that's sweet little baby held her, clothed her. Amen, brother and sister. We don't know what our children will choose. We don't know if they'll choose the Lord or not. We're not guaranteed that they'll choose the Lord. All we can do is the best we can do. But God gives every individual a choice. Every person is their own individual before God. They have their own name. They have their own fingerprint. They have their own identity. God knows everything about them. Amen, but she had that baby. Amen, that little girl. Amen, and now, oh God, she's demon possessed. Now she's full of the devil. Now she can't do nothing with her. Come on now, you can't reason with the devil. You can't reason with a demon. You can't talk a demon down. Amen, you can't control a demon. There ain't nothing you can do about it. But there's a man named Jesus who's been casting demons out of people. Woo! There's a man named Jesus. When he walks in the presence of demon-possessed people, amen, the demons cry out and come out of them. Somehow she got word. She came to Jesus. Jesus was ignoring her, but she wasn't going to give up. Amen. Kind of takes me back, Brother Curtis. Amen. To I won't let you go except you bless me. It's basically the same thing, just a little different, Brother Wayne. Amen. He ignores her. Amen. He said, I'm not sent, but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him. I know my daughter's demon possessed. I know I got bitter waters, but you're still the Son of God, and I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to worship you. Amen. Come on, old Paz. I know we got bitter waters in our cup tonight, but he's still the Son of God. He's still the King of Kings. He's still the Master of all. Amen. I'm going to worship you. Jesus said it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, truth, Lord, if the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Amen. You know what? Jesus really called her a dog. He really did. Oh, God. Hallelujah. She said, Lord, woo! I may be a dog, but I'm your dog. She said, truth, Lord. It's right there in Matthew 15. Amen, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My mom and dad would never have a dog in the house. I know people are that way. They just won't do it. But we've had one. We've had, y'all know that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to get off on that. It don't matter. It's just different things. Amen. For people. It's different folks. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that little dog in the house, man, you talking about a vacuum cleaner under the table. Man, I mean, clean up every speck of rice and everything. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That little dog will go around. I get so tickled, Sister Anna, down there in Mexico. Those dogs are coming in church and everything. We sit down over there to eat. Man, those dogs are coming all around. They're getting anything they can get. Amen. And the master ain't saying nothing about it. You know why? Because he's just eating the crumbs. You know what she's saying? I don't need a whole piece of bread. I just need a crumb. Amen. I'm not trying for
for a loaf. I'm just begging for a crumb. Friend, if a crumb is enough to cast the devil out of a girl, amen, my God, how much does he have for us tonight? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. The Bible said that Jesus saith unto her, amen, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Listen, I'm talking about bitter waters made sweet. Whoa! She couldn't take her to the marketplace because she'd knock all the tomatoes down and throw a hissy fit and roll around and foam and embarrass her. Amen. She couldn't take her into town because the way she'd act. Amen. But the next day, amen, here goes mama and daughter. Whoa! They got their head hung high. Amen. What's happened? My bitter waters have been made sweet. Amen. I said my bitter waters have been made sweet. God has an answer. God has a miracle. He's a miracle worker. Amen. No matter how bitter it is.
Thank you, Jesus. We know that God has the power to cast devils out. Come on, help me, Sister Bethany. Help me on the piano. Thank you. Stand together with me, church. Praise God. Let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He never took her by the hand and said, devil, come out of her. He never stood in front of that demon-possessed girl and rebuked the devil. As far as I can tell, sister, he never was near her. God has the power to cast the devil out of somebody if they're on the other side of town or in another state. Hallelujah. Woo. And God does it, he does it right. She was made whole from that very hour.
Amen.
I'm praying that God will turn somebody's bitter waters to sweet tonight. I'm really praying, hallelujah, that God will do it. Hallelujah. Take somebody by the hand right now. Pray for them. Take them by the hand. Pray for them. Pray for one another right now. Touch somebody right now. Lord, turn bitter water sweet. Hallelujah. Join hands. Hallelujah tonight. God, turn it around for us. Do it, Lord. Come on, touch and agree right now. Hallelujah. Oh. Touch your people tonight.
God will make this trial a blessing.
Touch somebody right now.
Touch your people right now.
Turn it around for somebody right now.
Though my tears flow like a river,
yeah. God will make this trial a blessing. Just be patient, you will see. One more time.
God will
make this trial a blessing.
Though it sends me to my knees, though my tears flow like a river, Yet in Him there's sweet relief.
Sweet water.
There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing. So the whole wide world will see. This is not the time I've ever came into this place. You see every child of God, each test he must face. For it's here that God will mold you and make you what you ought to be. God will make this trial a blessing. Just be patient